This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
View time, Buena Vista, Howdy Doody.
No, Howdy Doody was not a Disney product. One of the few that wasn't, as a matter of fact. Seven after the hour, of stream of consciousness thinking, because Jennifer and I were just talking about having breakfast this morning and going to Buena Vista off of the 5. And that is something that is most well known, I think, connected to Disney. We've all seen the logo for Buena Vista Productions, which was one of his early companies producing movies and cartoons and that kind of stuff. All right, is that enough inside? Insight to Inside on the DJB Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, Insight to Inside. I'm an insider, as is Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Happy birthday to Raquel Welch. First of all, who knows who Raquel Welch is? Raise your hands, please.
Did we figure out if she's Chutney's mom from Legally Blonde?
Yes, yeah, she was.
She was? Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that,
yes,
that's
I do know who she is.
Okay, relative. Jennifer, you know who Raquel Welch is?
Yes. Of course. You said raise your hand. Mine was up.
I was. Okay, I didn't see it there in the classroom. How many people know who Sophia Loren is? Raise your hands, please.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, no, I think Raquel Welch is much more attractive.
See, I was saying to Doug during the break, I get the two of them confused a lot because to me they look so similar. I don't know if they do or not, but in my head, I always get them mixed up.
Maybe kind of the olive skin and the, maybe so.
And chesty. Well, they are. And that's what they were known for. That's, how they moved along. That's how they got Sophia Loren.
Chesty?
Probably. Why, you don't think that's a good
I think it's funny. I've never heard anyone say that.
Really?
Yes.
How would you describe then? Large bosom.
Well, weren't they both sex symbols? Buxom. I mean, weren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But Sophia Loren could actually act. Raquel Welch, not much of an actress. I think she got better as she went through the rigors. But I think there's another Claudia Cardinale who came from the same.
No idea who that is.
Okay. Well, if you look her up, you'll see why I put the three of them together. They're all similar. Although Sophia Loren could act pretty much from the beginning, Raquel Welch couldn't, and neither could Claudia Cardinale, but they were both chesty, or buxom, or whatever term you want to use for them. And so that's how they moved along the trail to becoming stars. I think Raquel Welch became much better as she got older, as she moved into the reality of, okay, I'm going to have an acting career, so I've got to learn how to act.
And that's a good start, usually.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people who, if you go back further, when the casting couch was first used by Howard Hughes, he found Ava Gardner that way, who was also quite chesty, busty, buxom, whatever you want. And there were most of the earlier, Marilyn Monroe, although I never thought she was, when you see pictures of her, do you think she's chesty? There's nothing about
Marilyn
her.
Marilyn Monroe? She's very voluptuous.
You thought so?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I think they say, though, like in person, she was actually really tiny.
Yeah. She's very small. Yeah.
So, well, she was only, I think at her most, wasn't she only like a size 8 or a 12 or something like that?
And that was back then. So she really would have been like maybe a 4 or a 6.
Yeah.
Maybe
she was the first actress who really worked out. She sort of started a routine. She was very physical and worked out all the time. And that may have set the stage for things that happened with others later on down the line. Anyway, I don't know how. Oh, I just wanted to acknowledge that I was thinking about Raquel Welch and whether people actually knew. Would this be another divide between me as a baby boomer and the ladies as, or at least two of the three ladies as millennials?
Watch this. I can do a millennial trick. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, Kara.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Happy Days?
Yes, I have watched Happy Days.
You have? Darn it, you ruined my millennial trick.
Sorry.
Chucker makes fun of me because I've never seen an episode of Happy Days.
Chucker is our movie guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you all that much about it, but it's one of those shows that's on TV all the time with, like, reruns.
I mean, I've flipped through it. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I've flipped through it, but I've never seen it.
What a great description. One of those shows that's on TV all the time.
Well, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Same with I Love Lucy. Sorry, Jen. But that's why that you're thrilled about that, because you can watch it on TV all the time, right?
I love Lucy.
Jennifer's seen all those episodes about 87 times.
Yep, and I still watch them every time.
See, I don't. We watch, we sort of look at Netflix to get caught up on shows that we like Scandal is one. Although Meredith has seen all of the episodes, I haven't, so we haven't gone back to that. But she was good because I hadn't seen all the House of Cards, and we went through those again. But there's, I like Blacklist because the writing is good. It is too violent; doesn't need to be that violent, but they're a good story. Spader is very good, and I like Megan Westerface, the actress that plays Keen. She's very. I think she's. There's something about how she plays the character that I like, and then. I like seeing episodes that are of Designated Survivor. I haven't caught up with that yet. Those are good to be able to. It's
that
great to
be
have the technology.
Back soon, I think.
This
back
week.
This week.
Yeah,
oh,
most
okay.
of the stuff is back this week, isn't it, Jennifer?
Most of it. Yeah, NCIS I know ABC and CBS are back this week for sure.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think
all
Will
of
and Grace is this week, right? Thursday night.
You're right. Okay. I get my DVR
so
for that too.
Yeah. Help me understand what there is, because I never followed that before, but I've watched lots of promos. For it on the plane when I'm watching the old TV shows, there's a promo for Will and Grace that comes up at the beginning of each of the TV shows that there. What is there about Will and Grace that captures so much imagination on the part of so many people in America?
Well, I mean, it was at the time when NBC was really hot. What else was around Will and Grace? Was it Friends?
I think Friends was over. Will and Grace ended in 2006, right?
Okay, so it was just one of those shows that was likable and fun and in the same vein as Friends, except with, you know, really out there characters. And it was a fun show, and I think people watched it. They loved it. It has a lot of nostalgia, and I think these guys look the same, by the way. They all must be
so
witches because
cool.
nobody aged. And so they're going to just pick it up again and keep going, and that's pretty cool.
What, did they run out of storylines? Is that why they stopped before?
You know, I don't know why it ended. I think it was on for, what, 7 seasons?
A long time, yeah.
The first time. I don't know why they ended it, but the way this came back, and this is social media for you, they did a fun, like a funny spoof on the election in October, and it went viral, and people said, oh my gosh, Will and Grace is coming back, and it really wasn't at the time. It was just they got together, and they just made this funny little election-themed thing, and that whole thing spawned NBC. They've already given them a second season. It hasn't even aired yet. So it's kind of a crazy, it's what viral can do. I mean, it's amazing.
Spread the word. Speaking of that, the viral focus on Bill Clinton, if you look at things that are trending today, Bill Clinton is trending. It has nothing to do with politics, really. It has to do with his novel going to Showtime. He and James Patterson have written a thriller called The President is Missing, which is not going to be published until next year, but they've already sold the rights to Showtime for the show. I find it interesting. Clinton is a writer. He's a reader, obviously. He's written a couple of things that were about his life, hasn't he? To this point,
oh yeah, this is his first foray into fiction, and he's a huge mystery novel fan. Yeah. So I'm not surprised. I didn't know that he and James Patterson had done anything together. I don't particularly like James Patterson, but it's kind of. I just think his books are kind of predictable.
Blah.
But I mean, he's certainly I'm in the minority because he sells millions and millions of copies of every book he releases. But I never knew they were working together. So it is kind of interesting, and I guess James Patterson probably wrote the skeleton of the book, and then Clinton filled in all the presidential stuff.
Yeah.
So it'll be an interesting TV series. Showtime's going to make it a whole series out of it. So it might rival, you know, Designated Survivor or Scandal and, you know, those types of shows.
Showtime is a CBS property, and Les Moonves, who runs CBS, and Clinton are friends. So it doesn't take, you don't have to follow the trail very long to figure it out.
But isn't it interesting that it went to Showtime and not CBS? Because this could be a mainstream drama, so there must be some other, like, you know, racier stuff happening.
And by the way, James Patterson has Zoo, don't forget, with CBS. So he's got a working relationship with them, too.
Oh, right.
Yeah. 15 past the hour, you're listening to the DJV program, the Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Focus on Pillows. Kara needs a good pillow, too. You need a good pillow. We need to have our rest. I was staying in one of those European hotels, by the way. Jennifer, remind me never, ever, ever to stay. I said this to the kids last night. I don't ever want to stay in a hotel that's either in Hollywood or close to some Hollywood events. Hollywood Bowl last night. I'm trying to get to the hotel, which is a block from the Hollywood Bowl.
What was happening at the bowl?
I don't know. There was some going on every day.
It doesn't even matter. It's just traffic. I mean, it could be, you know, it could be William Hung, and that place would be packed.
Who's William Hung?
The guy that sang terribly on American Idol. Remember, she bangs, she bangs. That guy? No. Okay, go ahead.
I got your joke, Jen, and I thought it was funny.
What, Hung and... What, is the Hung part of the joke?
No.
No, that was his name.
Well, I understand that, but you can imagine what kind of fun.
Oh, boy.
All right, next, or let's keep going with MyPillow. The patented adjustable fill inside every one of the MyPillows stays cool and in place all night. What did you say, Jennifer? You got your new MyPillows or Victoria?
I haven't yet, no.
Victoria, you got your new.
I just unwrapped mine over the weekend, yeah.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
So... What do you do with the old pillows, or did you just use them to add to? How many pillows do you get on your bed?
Now it's like six. I think we need to downsize.
No, I don't know. They're good to have.
We only have a queen-size bed, so I think we need to do some purging, yeah.
All right. Well, you know that some of the older pillows you got to toss. This is something I'm trying to get across. And the people at MyPillow don't underscore this, but I do, because it's all about health and well-being. This is... And having your body work around the natural rhythms that it has. When you have a good pillow or a couple of them around you, you'll wake up feeling calmer, more centered, more energetic. This is the best way to get a good night's rest. It's more satisfying because you give yourself permission to go away. That's what you need. You need to go away when you're sleeping. And the best way to go away, I mean really go away, is with great pillows. And you'll find you can move, you can kind of, they're mashable, right? The MyPillows, would you say that's a good description, Jennifer? You can knead them into K-N-E-D.
Well, they fill in all the crevices, which is what you want it to do. So I roll up mine every night and kind of put it underneath my neck, and I have a lot of tension in my neck area, and MyPillow really actually supports my neck when I go to sleep. It's really one of the only pillows that can do that for me.
Here's the deal. 50% off a four-pillow pack right now using the DJV code when you go to MyPillow.com. That's it. Bottom line, you need new pillows, you get four pillows for the price of two. 50% off the four-pack price, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't wait. You're thinking about it right now. You want a good machine washable patented pillow made in the USA? MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Windstorm.
Oh, hey, how's it going? It's me, Windstorm. Anywho, just wanted to check up, see if you had a good weekend. Oh, and by the way, I accidentally smashed all of your patio furniture into your house, and I can't pay for the damage. But mostly, I just wanted to check up, say hello, and hope you had a great weekend. Later, Gator.
Windstorms never pay for wind damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
We're clearing out summer inventory at the Yellow Tag Clearance Sale at Lumber Liquidators. Take 20% off Woodlook waterproof floors with coupon, like top-rated Avella Woodlook Tile and Click Ceramic Plank. Get 10 to 23% off all Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminates and 10% off all Builder's Pride and Virginia Millworks pre-finished hardwood. More from 39 cents and take an extra 10% off clearance at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the Yellow Tag Clearance Deals at Lumber Liquidators today.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
One
was fast as lightning.
It's One Hit Wonder Day.
In fact, it was
a celebration of the people who have only had one hit on the Billboard charts. Started back in 1990. So we have, let's see, the top 5 songs here on that list. One Hit Wonders in America. Well, let's start with those first, because this is also celebrated in England. This is Carl Douglas from 1974. Crank this up, Carol, yeah? Kung Fu Fight. Everybody thought because the movie with David Carradine was on TV at the same time that they were connected. They were not. The song has nothing to do with the TV show, and the TV show never used the movie, the music. So, anyway, it's a foolish, silly story. Carl Douglas, number one for quite a long time. All right, so these are the top 5 one-hit wonders of all time. I don't know, all time, but musical history from the 50s. Number 4 is one of my faves, Jen Jen. This is Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, yeah.
Team 92. Big Butts, Baby Got Back.
I'm gonna get a kiss up there. Oh, baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. Come on, no one else?
Wow.
I wanna get with ya and take your picture. Go ahead, keep going, Jen Jen.
Oh, come on.
All right, this is a song.
Romance and she sweats.
This group gets no respect whatsoever. I don't know why, because I always thought this was a great song.
Oh,
the Starland Vocal Band,
oh,
1976 of the year, called Afternoon Delight.
Oh, boy. Bring back Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this is a great song.
Oh, God.
Actually, it stuck around
for a few years, even after it was a big hit, because people attributed, whenever anybody would play this on the radio, somehow or other, it got associated with Ronald Reagan and his afternoon naps. I don't know how that happened, but
did it.
It did. Remember? Yes. All right. Let's keep going, because I want to be able to hit touch on the one-hit wonders from the UK. So, Afternoon Delight, number three on the list of one-hit wonders. Today is National One-Hit Wonder Day. Number two is Mickey, Tony Vecchio, 1982. This song's a waste of time.
All right.
Yeah,
it's
at least
like
more fun than Starland Vocal Band.
Excuse me.
Anything's better than that.
Oh, my God. All right.
I used to have an intern that I caught dancing in front of the TV to this song.
Really?
Embarrassing for both of us.
This next one is a fabulous pop hit. Dexy's Midnight Runners, number one-time wonder of all time, Come On, Eileen. Every time I hear this song, I scream singing it.
Does it make you want to run down the street in paint-covered overalls?
No, it just makes me feel good. Come on, Eileen. Crank it up, would you please, Kara? All the way up. This is the best part of it, too.
I can't believe these guys couldn't put together another hit.
I know. These people around here. Great song. All right, let's see if we can tap into a couple of these one-hit wonders from the UK. Number five, Monty Python, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. I love this song. Ba-dum. Always look on the bright side of life. How often have you heard that on this program, Jennifer? All right, the Mock Turtles, number four on the England list of biggest one-hit wonders. Can you dig it?
I have no idea what the song is.
I don't know this either. We better get to number three. We're running out of time. The Archies were number three. I don't know why this isn't on the American list of one-hit wonders. Sugar, Sugar by Tony... What the heck is his last name? Never
the Archies. Moving along.
Yeah, it is the Archies, but is a...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, with some of the people in the news. Well, before we get to people in the news, I kind of wanted to emphasize something that I was thinking with regard to all of us and the way we live our lives. Oftentimes, people say to me, I was talking to somebody yesterday, it was a friend of my son's, and he said, "Why do you keep doing what you do?"
And I thought about it. There are a number of reasons that I do what I do in terms of both the radio and the farming stuff. And actually, the way I live my life is based on the things that I really like to do. I like being in Los Angeles because I find an energy here that I like. I wouldn't want to live here all the time, but I really do like it. And I especially like it because my children, my grandson, are here. And there's a reward, hopefully, for all of us being together as much as we can be to share the time that we have together. Because you don't really know it. And this sort of speaks to all of it. And I would ask you to appraise where you are at this point in your life. All of you, all of us, thinking about how we put things off. How we don't do things. We don't say things. I was reading an article in the LA Weekly this week, Jennifer, and I was kind of falling off last night. And the article was entitled, Stop Living Like You Have 1,000 Years to Live, which is so true. If you love somebody, tell them. If you're doing something that you like, do it to the best of your ability. And as you see other people during the course of the day, today, and every day, be as kind and courteous and helpful to them as you can be. And a couple of good examples of that. You probably, some of you have seen this video, this body cam video showing the rescue of two people from a burning car in a tunnel. It looks like a scene out of a movie, but it isn't. Here are people who are not thinking about themselves. There's an instinctive feeling about people or inside people who are givers. And sometimes you don't really understand what it is. Why would you put yourself in harm's way for somebody you don't even know? You've never seen him before, and you may never see him again. But you instinctively say, I'm going to help that person. In this case, these people would have burned to death in this car if they hadn't received the help. And then you can go one step further today if you look around. It's one of the things we criticize social media because it can be hateful and horrible things that people say about themselves. But we also learn about things in a way that is so dramatic and sometimes so wonderful. I saw a couple of different things. The police who saved these cats, if you've seen that video, and the guy who stole toilet paper, somebody caught him on video. They're silly things, but there's a lot we can enjoy every day just because of the silly stuff that other people do. And you can enjoy, I hope you enjoy yourself every day because you do silly stuff too. All of us do. You do silly things. I wonder how many of you, after you do them, ask yourself, why did I do that? How many times a day, Jennifer, do you ask yourself, after you've done something, why did I do that?
Oh, probably twice, three times.
Yeah. Victoria, what about you? You do something and think, why in the world did I do that?
All the time.
Or a thought, maybe even. It's a thought as much as an action. Kara, what about you? You think about things. You think about that at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're driving to work. Why am I doing this?
Oh yeah, all the time. No, but I definitely overthink things. So I'll do something and then say, why did I do that? I'll think back to something I did 5 years ago. Why did I do that?
Well, but it's not bad to think about it. You can't do anything about the past, but you, other than learn from it, you can be in the now. And I think that was sort of the, to go back to the article that I read, it sort of is the thrust of that whole business. You know, the living your life for now, today, the here and now. Who am I going to be with in 10 years from now or 5 years from now? You enjoy the company of someone, then now is the time to enjoy it. So it's a word to the wise, I guess, sort of thing. Here is the Pope in the people department here, people in the news, 60 theologians, priests, academics, accusing the Pope of being a heretic. This is going to go a long way. They sent a letter of filial correction to the Pope and outlined 7 heresies they believe he has spread. This is what's so ridiculous about religion and religionists and theologians and this kind of stuff. These people are so clueless, but they're all about themselves. They're all wrapped up in whatever there is in the Bible. Never mind what this guy does. That's so relevant to today in terms of leadership. But the heresies that these characters wrote about are all basically focused on divorce. Remember the Pope last year issued a document that made it impossible, or made it possible for divorced people to remarry, and that's been against and to take communion whether you got excommunicated if you didn't buy your way out. What do they call it when you buy your way out of your first marriage is nullified, right?
It's not a buyout. It's an annulment.
No, it's a buyout. Ted Kennedy gave $75,000 to the church, so they give him a piece of paper that said his first marriage didn't take place.
Okay, well, there
his
are a lot of
were
people
illegitimate.
Who didn't give up $75,000 to get an annulment. I mean, you have to be in the eyes of the church. If you're a Catholic, you have to get an annulment when your marriage ends.
Why?
If not, then you're still married in the eyes of God.
Really? That's what Jesus says?
It's what the church says.
Really? And who's the church? Or what? But they always use Jesus as they hold Jesus out there.
Look, you can call it a buyout if you want. I'm just saying it's not always for people with money. It's for anybody who's a Catholic who ends their marriage. You can debate about whether it's right or not. I don't care what, you know. I mean, you get an opinion. Everybody else does, too. I don't care.
I know.
But, you know, I mean.
And I always do that. I
don't think
it's fair. I always go back to you when I come up. But
well,
I like
look, I don't think it's,
so
it's everybody. I just wanted to clear the record that you don't have to have $75,000. To donate to the church to get an annulment. I just wanted to clear the slate.
Uh-huh. All right. Anyway, the Pope. Is your father Catholic? I forget. Was your mother
Catholic? He converted to Catholicism when he married my mom.
Yeah. Okay. So, but does he still pay attention to it? Does he still go to church?
No.
All right. So, anyway, because if he married Cynthia, he'd have to. Would he have to get? Did he marry your mother?
I don't know
in the church,
Cynthia has a chosen religion. But my parents never got annulled, so I would imagine that, you know.
Well, how did children, do you know any children from parents who have gotten their marriage annulled, which basically in the eyes of the church? So what do the children think about the status of
the What does it mean about the children?
I don't think it means anything about the children.
Well, doesn't mean
do they become, like, illegitimate in the eyes of the church?
I don't think so, no.
I heard that was a concern. That first came. It was a big discussion on Boston Talk Radio for quite a long time when Kennedy got an annulment from his first wife and married Regina, who...
I mean, are kids of divorce who aren't Catholic illegitimate? I mean, people choose to end their marriage. They're dissolving their marriage. So does that make their kids illegitimate? I mean,
well, that's what I mean.
Thing.
Like, that's... Yeah, that, does that... I mean...
You know what? It's a horrible word to use, no matter how you use it.
Oh, it is.
In terms of
children.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm saying, like, in big air quotes, like, that's what the church would say, illegitimate child, you know, outside of marriage.
Yeah.
Born out of wedlock or whatever they call it.
Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch with the Pope and these theologians who say that he is a heretic, it just shows you how to... And I admit to being negative, but I should probably not do those because it sounds like I'm negative and intolerant, which I am, actually. So, but it doesn't probably help to gain me too many friends. Not that, I mean, listen, you express yourself. That's what these programs, anybody who's doing something like this, in whatever way it is, you know, most of the people expressing themselves or opinions do it when it comes to politics because it's safe. Because they don't have to look at themselves in the mirror and figure, okay, what are you really all about, Charlie? What are you about, Fred? What are you really all about? Politics isn't what drives people. Come on. It's an excuse. It's like going to the football game. Takes your mind off of who you are. You watch a bunch of guys beat each other up on the field or whatever. All of the thing. Going to the movies. Isn't that... Whatever we do to get our minds off of who we are, we call it entertainment. You ever think about that? Define how and when you use entertainment and what it does to your mind or for your mind. I went to see a movie. I had... we were all done. Miles was pooped out. So I was coming back and I decided I didn't want to go to the hotel. So I stopped at the Arclight on Sunset, Jennifer. And I went to a movie for a couple of hours. And I just zoned out. And I think, isn't that what we do when we watch television? Or you go to a sporting event, or whatever it is, go to a concert. You're taking your mind off of what's going on with you. And is that a good thing to do? Put yourself, but do you ever really go back to what a lot of people worry about, things they can't do anything about? And so I just wonder about escapism.
I think that's why you see this backfire from athletes and politicians who make things too political, because I think you're right. I think people use sports and entertainment to try to get away from it.
Yeah.
And if you're going to just run right back into it again, I don't know how many people will want to enjoy
that
anymore.
That's a great point. I hadn't thought about it that way, but it's a great point.
Well, a lot of people complain, you know, with the ESPN, what was her name, Jamel, what's her name, with making comments, and just in general, whenever some sort of a sports analyst makes a political comment.
Sports analyst, sports fans, not a political analyst.
Yeah, and sports fans just, they don't like it because that's their escape. And so that's, you know.
I remember Ed McMahon, who is a friend of Dougie's and a friend of mine, who would never, you could never find out what he was politically because he said, and he did it by design, he said he would alienate half the country either way. And he didn't want to do that. And there's something to it. There's really something to that.
I want everybody to buy Alpo. That's what he said to me.
Yeah.
So that's what he, you know, he didn't know. You didn't know where Carson was. You don't. And now these clowns that are on tonight, everybody, I want to tell you how I feel about this guy. Stephen Colbert, what a boob. And Kimmel's turned out to be just as big a boob with his.
Well, you know, I think Kimmel's different because Kimmel was not political before all this baby stuff happened.
Well, maybe that's it. His own life has brought him around. But the things that he's being political about now, though, Victoria, have nothing to do with his baby. How's his baby doing, by the way?
I think he's doing better. I think he's.
I thought that he lost a little ground for a while, if I remembered correctly.
Well, I hope
for those of you who don't know, Jimmy Kimmel and his wife had a baby about 4 months ago, and it was quite a trauma because the baby had to have instant surgery on its heart, and was in. I think at the time there were pictures that were shown on the air of what the baby looked like after the operation, and then of course there was a groundswell of support for him and that good energy. I'll tell you something. No matter where it comes from, good energy is really is healing energy. I think that helped a lot. The baby was down and out for a little while and then came back again, it seems to me. But I hadn't thought about it that way, Victoria. Maybe you're right, in a sense. All right, 45 after the hour, DJB experience. Here's a fantastic item for your blood pressure. When you think about, I have an ultrasound every year of all of my arteries and veins and stuff because I want to know what's going on. And one of the things that it measures is nitric oxide. You can see the flow, which is, if you look at the arteries, you can see the side wall, excuse me, of the artery. Here I go again with my
stop eating dry cereal.
Is that what you're having?
Yes, he's been munching on like Chex Mix. Stop eating dry cereal with no water.
All right, let's try this. Take two on Super Beats. What I'm trying to get you to do is get your doctor to give you a picture with an ultrasound. You know how they do ultrasounds of babies in the womb and how fabulous it is to look at the baby as it grows? Every week you get a different ultrasound. We can do that for your whole body. Do it and look at the arteries and how the blood flow. Actually, this would be a great, really good experiment. Go to the doctor, get an ultrasound of what your arteries look like before you take Super Beats or Neo 40. And then take a Neo 40 capsule, which has as much Super Beats in it as the teaspoon, only it's encapsulated, put it in your tongue, immediately is absorbed into your system. And within 4 or 5 minutes, you'll see, you can watch as your arteries expand using the ultrasound. It's fabulous to be able to think and see what's going on in your body in real time. Within 5 minutes, your artery will be inflated, and the blood flow increases. The artery widens. You can see my doctor, Ken Kronhaus, there's a green arrow that shows you, as the arteries are expanding with his ultrasound, how they're getting bigger. Pretty cool. And then you can see there's a red arrow that shows how the velocity of the blood is increasing. It's just fabulous. Blood vessels expanding by 62%, according to the measurements. So that's what you get with Super Beats. Super Beats, available at DougLikesBeats.com. All natural. It's all non-GMO beets that are grown, cooked, dried, powdered, and you get them. You take it, and your life will be so much better health-wise. Wow. DougLikesBeats.com. Buy them there now while you're thinking about it. DougLikesBeats.com.
SuperBeats.com for SuperBeats.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The hour now. Time for a weekly visit from the gentleman who is half of the brain trust at the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, Tom Kreitler, who along with Leslie Segretti present this program and the ancillary things that go with it. Fabulous website, all kinds of material that you can use for helping yourself around your home. And after all, isn't it more people, Tommy, want to do home improvements themselves, whether they can't afford it or they find it self-satisfying, that kind of stuff.
It's therapeutic, Doug.
Yes, it is. No, it really is therapy. I love being able to do stuff. Yeah.
When it goes well, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Tom's going to help some of you who have sent items along to the Money Pit. What is the
the Money Pit community, and we've got a really interesting question about how to remove a mirror that's been glued to a wall, you know, like a bathroom mirror, without hurting yourself.
Or breaking the mirror. That's up first in the question and answer period here on the DJV connection to the Money Pit.
We alarm our houses. and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
All right, Tommy, here's a listener named Bosley who wants to remove a bathroom mirror that's glued to the wall.
Yep.
He has no idea on how to get it off. Well, you could get a hammer.
That would be the most effective and dangerous way to do it.
If you're trying to save it, this sounds like it is a job for Superman or for you.
Well, first of all, obviously you have to be very careful, especially given, you know, the size of a lot of these mirrors. They're large and they're heavy. And the first method involves using a material called, or a tool, I should say, called cutout wire. Have you ever seen cutout wire?
Yes. Yeah.
It's very helpful because it's like an abrasive wire. And what you do is you slide it behind the mirror, and then you sort of saw back and forth very carefully to separate the mirror from the wall behind it. Now, what I suggest you do first is to cover the entire mirror with some very thick packing tape. And just in case it starts to shatter, at least it's not going to break into a million pieces. But even there, you've got to be very, very careful. So the cutout wire works well. The other way to do it, Doug, because let's face it, you are going to destroy the drywall behind it. There's no way to save that drywall because it's just a paper face over plaster. So the other way to do it is to use a drywall saw and actually physically saw out the wallboard around the mirror. Then you can pull the wallboard out with the mirror, and then it's just a pretty much a patch job to put it all back together. And regardless, you're going to have to replace that drywall. So those are two ways to pull a mirror off a wall that's been glued to it.
Well, actually three, because I did suggest
you did suggest a hammer. That's right. Yeah. Two safer ways than using a hammer to remove a mirror.
All right, next, here's a lady named Karen who wants to know the best kind of laminate flooring. This is your most popular question, isn't it?
Well, flooring questions, flooring questions in general are very, very popular on the Money Pit. And laminate floor has come a long way, and there are a number of laminate products out there that are very, very water resistant. And these are the most best products to put down on a bathroom floor. Now, usually you want to put these down because you want a wood look floor, but there's another material that's not only water resistant, it's completely waterproof that's even better, and it's called EVP, which is short for engineered vinyl plank. This stuff is gorgeous, and it looks just like wood, except it's vinyl, so it's 100% waterproof. It goes down in planks, but it has the same sort of grain and texture that wood does. It comes in lots of colors. I think, really, today, if you don't want to go with tile, that's the best product for a bathroom floor.
All right. There is. Look how well we're doing here. We got two out of three. That ain't bad under the circumstances, right?
Listen, you can post your questions to moneypit.com.
Moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler, who is on the air, on the ball. He's on it, period. Check out Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program at moneypit.com. 59 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.